give me a thumbs up here.
Book 1, Canto 2, The Issue, page 17 to 19. On her two clothes, the inescapable hand, the armed immortal bore the snare of time. One dealt with her who meets the burden great, a signer of the ordeal and the path, who chooses in this holocaust of the soul, death, fall and sorrow, as a spirit's goads, the dubious Godhead with his torch of pain lit up the chasm of the unfinished world and called her to fill with her vast self the abyss. Augustine, pitiless in his calm outlook, heightening the eternal's dreadful strategy, he measured the difficulty with the might and dug more deep the gulf that all must cross. Assailing her divinest elements, he made her heart kin to the surviving human heart and forced her strength to its appointed road. For this she had accepted mortal breath, to wrestle with the shadow she had come and must confront the riddle of man's birth and life's brief struggle in dumb matter's night. Whether to bear with ignorance and death, or hew the ways of immortality, to win or lose the godlike game for man, was her soul's issue, thrown with destiny's dice. But not to submit and suffer was she born, to lead, to deliver, was her glorious part. Here was no fabric of terrestrial make, fit for a day's use by busy, careless powers. An image fluttering on the screen of fate, half animated for a passing show, or a castaway on the ocean of desire, flung into the eddies of a ruthless sport, and tossed along the gulfs of circumstance, a creature born to bend beneath the yoke and chattel and a plaything of time's lords, or one more pawn who comes destined to be pushed one slow move forward on a measureless board in the chess play of the earth's soul with doom. Such is the human figure drawn by time. A conscious frame was here, a self-born force. In this enigma of the dusk of God, this slow and strange uneasy compromise of limiting nature with a limitless soul, where all must move between an ordered chance and an uncaring blind necessity, too high the fire spiritual dare not blaze. If once it met the intense original flame, an answering touch might shatter all measures made and earth sink down with the weight of the infinite. A jail is this immense material world. Across each road stands armed a stone-eyed law. At every gate the huge dim sentinels pace. A gray tribunal of the ignorance, an inquisition of the priests of night. In judgment sit on the adventurous soul, and the dual tables and the karmic norm restrain the titan in us and the god. Pain with its lash, joy with its silver bribe, guard the wheel circling immobility. A bond is put on the high climbing mind, a seal on the too large wide open heart. Death stays the journeying discoverer, life. Thus is the throne of the inconscient safe, while the tardy coilings of the aeons pass, and the animal browses in the sacred fence, and the gold hawk can cross the skies no more. But one stood up and lit the limitless flame, arraigned by the dark power that hates all bliss, in the dire court where life must pay for joy, sentenced by the mechanic justicer to to the afflicting penalty of man's hopes. Her head she bowed, not to the stark decree, bearing her helpless heart to destiny's stroke.